All right, back we are on the GM Report to the listeners. I'm going to try to bring in a quick video clip to set up our next guest talking about the big renovation of the Westport Library and some of the impacts for Westport and surrounding communities. So let me just try to cue this up, and we'll be right back.
Hello everyone, my name is Bill Harmer. I'm the Executive Director of the Westport Library. As you can see behind me, we are well underway in the construction process of the long-awaited transformation of the Westport Library. Westport is poised to bring its beloved library into the 21st century so that we can continue to give all of you, our community, the programs and services that you want now and for decades to come.
I want to invite you to take a sneak peek at what the new library will be all about as we present Flex Experiences.
The hallmark of the transformation project is going to be its flexibility. The new spaces we are designing are going to be much more functional and have the capacity of serving more than one purpose. We are designing spaces where recreation and education come together. Places where you can dig into a book, socialize, grab a cup of coffee in our cafe, attend a workshop or program, design something or prototype your creation in our makerspace, or record a video in our new recording studio. There will be something here for everyone in the community. We are so excited to show you what we are working on here at the Westport Library, and I sincerely hope that you will join us at one of these Flex experiences that will be taking place from March 21st through the 25th. Come and see what we've got cooking here at the library.
All right. Well, I just want to set that up with a broad overview of the big project going on, a renovation at the Westport Library. And I have a couple of guests from the library here in the studios. Very happy to welcome back Jennifer Bangzer, who let me just see if we can get all the mics on. Is that...
Yes.
Okay, good.
Hi, Steve.
Good. How are you doing, Jennifer?
I'm doing great.
We have Jennifer Banks, who's the Director of Strategic Community Partnerships for the Westport Library, and a few of her colleagues as well. Rachel Pignataro, who is the Director of Marketing and Communications, and Jennifer Keller, who's the Program and Event Coordinator. We just heard from the Executive Director, Bill Harmer, who's been up to WPKN before, talking about this 19-plus million dollar project. And if you recognize Jennifer Bangzer's voice, it's because she did a show here for a number of years as part of the Cultural Alliance of Fairfield County. She was the host of Spotlight on Arts and Culture. So welcome back on the other side of the equipment here.
It's funny sitting on the other side. I could ask you some questions, too. I'm used to asking the questions.
That's right.
But it's really great to be back here in a new role that I'm really, really proud to have taken on at the library. Having grown up in town, being a part of the Westport Library's transformation is very, very exciting. It's a community that's always looking for the best possible ways to serve the people that live there and beyond, and have a library that's capable of doing this, and to have the incredible support, financial and otherwise, from the community tells us a lot about how important the library is to the community. And one of the when I was with the Cultural Alliance, I did a show about libraries at one point, and it made me really curious about them and how they were changing and evolving and how much they can do and how they're really the center of the community.
Sure.
And I always thought, wow, I would love to work at a library someday. And I am so lucky to have the chance to be part of this project.
And to have a library with resources like that, like a Westport. Or now I just saw that, I guess you guys have raised the bar, because now New Canaan has mentioned that they're going to be spending maybe $30 million.
Oh, boy. That's great.
On a renovation project. The audio clip that I played, was probably a little bit dated. So maybe you could update us on where we are in the process of of nearing completion, perhaps.
Sure. Yeah. Happy to, Steve.
Okay.
Happy to, and thank you for having us.
Sure.
So we are getting close and closer and closer to completing this very ambitious project that has been years in the making. So we are looking to wrap up in 2019. So late spring, early summer, I think mm-hmm. we're going to be showcasing something very exciting for the community. The clip you shared earlier did reference, I think you heard Bill tease these flex experiences that we hosted last year. And those were designed to really showcase what we kind of consider the operative word of, you know, what will describe the new space, and that's flexibility. So the new library is really being designed to accommodate the needs of the community today, tomorrow, and really generations to come, kind of future-proof the space so that it can be all things to all people. So that includes things like furniture on casters, removable elements of design that allow the space to transform and shift as the needs of the community shift mm-hmm. and change, which is really quite exciting. So right now we are doing construction in place, which allows us to remain open at our footprint at 20 Jessup Road. So we are operating out of the lower level on the Riverwalk level along that gorgeous Saugatuck River, and work is being done on the upper two levels of the building. So and the crews are moving right along. I think my colleagues here will join me in saying how amazing it is to go up every couple days
right.
and see new elements in place, more sheetrock, more painting.
Absolutely.
Well,
I think
the last time I was there, I was going to try to meet with you, Jennifer, just as a pop-in.
Yeah.
I was on the ground floor level, but I was admiring what that's a lot of square footage up above, and I don't remember not having been to the Westport Library that much in the past, but is that a lot of just new construction, basically, right, above?
It is. We haven't changed the footprint of the building itself. What we've done is reorganize it and kind of change the layout and use it in ways that make more sense for our patrons. We're really responding to what our patrons have been asking for, how they've been using the space, and how we can serve them better. So that kind of keeps the project.
And what are some of the new features? Because I know I've heard about performance space. I've heard about some recording stuff. And
I hope when you were in the Riverwalk, you noticed the much more visible nature of the river that we've incorporated with the library. Because previously, the wall, the base of the building was brick, and we've put in these windows, so you really get a larger sense of place and of community in the library with the way the design is, with the larger windows, a lot more natural light, and that will be the same echo upstairs. And Rachel and Jennifer have been at the library much longer than I, and they can speak much more coherently about all the changes, but the features, we have a much more open space. There'll be a large area called the Forum where we can accommodate a very large audience, and we'll have...
Is that the 500-seat space or the potential?
Yes. And we're thinking maybe 650 for that space for larger events, but that is a space, as Jennifer was saying, is very flexible. So we can host large-scale performances, screenings, films. We have one of the largest video screens, I think, around.
Mm-hmm.
If not the largest, being installed right now, a stage for performances, as well as kind of everyday use where we'll have furniture and co-working space, increased number of conference rooms, and that's all on the main level, where we also have an expanded cafe, which now includes some outdoor seating, a maker space, recording space. So it really is
exciting. What's the recording space? I heard a little bit about that.
There are two recording spaces. Mm-hmm. One will be video with a green screen and cameras. The other one will be an audio recording, and both of them will be used for teaching as well as for creation. And they'll supplement the Forum. Basically, the library, you know, it's a place of learning and discovery and creation. So we're going to be able to offer our patrons the ability to create content in our space, which is very exciting.
Well, your point about library being one of the hubs of the community certainly will be coming to fruition in Westport. I'm sure you're, as a director of working on strategic partnerships and programming in general, I mean, this is a great opportunity to partner with other nonprofits and other community organizations and really fulfill that ambition, right?
Absolutely. And make sure that whatever capacities a nonprofit can't quite meet that they want to do, we'd like to help them fill that area, as well as individuals, we want to know what does the community want to see in that space. And they're free to contact us and let us know and share their ideas. It's a real, really exciting time of ideation as we start to think about the use of the space and the programs upcoming. But meanwhile, we're still programming, and the community partnerships we have are very strong, and they've gone on for years, and the community's been very supportive of us with under the construction projects that we can continue programming. And I will turn that over to my colleague, Jennifer Keller, who's been working very closely with our partnerships on continued programming.
And will that programming start? You're expecting to finish by at some point in 2019. Is that the idea?
For the construction?
For the construction, yes. Okay.
But we've been programming adult and children's programs around town mm-hmm. for the entire duration of this renovation.
Yeah.
So we have been relying on our community partners completely, and they have been so wonderful to us for the past 18 months mm-hmm. or so. So it's just been so fabulous. People have opened their halls to us. People have partnered on programs with us to help us bring these mm-hmm. events out to the community. And it's been really, really wonderful to get out and really see all of the new spaces to me in the town.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be exciting.
It is very exciting. I mean, we've always worked with the other organizations like the Playhouse, the Westport Historical Society, the Westport Women's Club, the different church venues, and it's the project has strengthened those relationships, mm-hmm, which
I'm
is
sure.
very exciting, and uncovered new ones, and more to come.
Well, I guess I would like to say that we could keep going, but we're running out of time, and I would like to invite you all to come back
as we get
close to the big opening. I'm sure you're going to have some special events,
absolutely.
A series of special events, not just one, but I'm sure activating all the different aspects of the new Westport Library.
Yes, and I think there's a lot of synergy with the things we're going to be offering and the WPKN audience, so we would love to come back and make sure everybody's aware.
Sure.
And I mean it when I say please contact us if you have ideas, if you want to come, you know, talk to us about what you're thinking or your organization.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you.
Well, thank you for dropping off a lot of materials, too, about the library.
Sure.
We'll share those with our programmers, and we look forward to exploring some other synergies and possible events that we could hold down in Westport, which is a very important listenership area for us.
Absolutely.
So we have a lot of friends down there in Westport. So we've been talking with Jennifer Bangser, who's Director of Strategic Community Partnerships for the Westport Library, and her colleagues as well from the Westport Library, Rachel Pignataro, who's the Director of Marketing and Communications, and Jennifer Keller, who's been busy off-siting a lot of programs and events.
Very
and
busy.
Looking forward to bringing them back under the new roof of the Westport Library as they are finishing up a 19.5 million dollar renovation project. Lucky Westport, great amenity. Thanks for coming in. It's always
thank you for having us.
Yes, and we'll be back with our final guests in just a moment, right here on the GM Report to the listeners. Stay tuned.